From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush expressed his full confidence in Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. His comments, made at a year-end news conference, came amid calls for Rumsfeld's resignation and statements from prominent Republicans that they have lost confidence in the secretary.
At his briefing today, the president also faced questions about Iraq, the withdrawn nomination of Bernard Kerik, and about Mr. Bush's agenda for the second term, including the push to reform the Social Security system. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This was an opportunity for the president to meet with the press corps before the holidays, coming as the chorus of complaints about Donald Rumsfeld get louder, from questions about his handling of the mission in Iraq to soldiers themselves asking bluntly why they don't have the armor and equipment they need. But the president's message today was that his defense secretary, quote, is doing a very fine job. Asked about the controversy that has arisen over reports that Rumsfeld has not personally signed condolence letters sent to families of soldiers killed in Iraq, using an automated signature instead, and the president reacted this way.
He's a good, decent man. He's a caring fellow. You know, sometimes perhaps his demeanor is rough and gruff, but beneath that rough and gruff, no-nonsense demeanor is a good human being who cares deeply about the military and deeply about the grief that war causes.
On Iraq, the president looked ahead to elections scheduled for January. He was upbeat, stating once again that life there is better now than it was under Saddam Hussein, and that there are very hopeful signs. But he also acknowledged the ongoing violence and the bomb attacks on soldiers and citizens.
But no question about it, the bombers are having an effect. You know, these people are targeting innocent Iraqis. They're trying to shake the will of the Iraqi people and, frankly, trying to shake the will of the American people.
When asked about American troops spending the holiday season in Iraq and when they'll be able to come home, Mr. Bush said he hoped it would be as soon as possible when the mission is accomplished, adding, however, that the Iraqi army is not yet ready.
There have been some cases where when the heat got on, they left the battlefield. That's unacceptable. You know, Iraq will never secure itself if they have troops that when the heat gets on, they leave the battlefield. I fully understand that.
On domestic matters, the president was asked about his nomination of former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik to be Secretary of Homeland Security. Kerik withdrew, citing a problem with non-payment of taxes for a former household employee who may have been an illegal immigrant. Other questions about Kerik's past have since arisen. The president insisted today that Kerik would have been a fine cabinet secretary, and he refused to entertain the prospect that the nominee was not properly vetted.
And I've got great confidence in our vetting process. And so the lessons learned is continue to vet and ask good questions.
There were also questions today about the president's call for reforms that would lead to the partial privatization of Social Security. He has said there should be no changes for people currently getting benefits, no payroll tax increases, and that younger workers should be able to take some of what they pay in and invest it privately. But so far, the White House has put forth no specific proposals for Congress to consider. And the president would offer no more today, refusing, as he put it, to negotiate with himself in the press.
To say, you know, what's this mean, Mr. President? What's that mean? I'm not going to do that. I don't get to write the law. I'll propose a solution at the appropriate time, but the law will be written in the halls of Congress, and I will negotiate with them.
The president stressed that the first thing Congress has to understand is that there is a crisis. An assessment of the situation that is not universally shared. Mr. Bush will spend the Christmas holiday at Camp David before heading to his Crawford, Texas ranch until after New Year's. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.